If I had to choose between gaining 1,000 Instagram followers or gaining one email subscriber, I would choose email subscribers every day of the week. As an artist who sees herself as a business owner, my email list is the number one driver of sales in my business. I value it more than any other part of my business. It's more valuable than the number of followers I have. It's more valuable than my website. It is the pathway that I use to make meaningful connections with people who actually want to hear from me. And that sort of meaningful connection inevitably leads to sales. Welcome to The Optimistic Artist. I'm Monique Story, artist, whiskey enthusiast, and massive cheerleader of artists. I'm hugely passionate about helping artists discover their next step by bringing the clarity, the strategy, and the inspiration you need to turn that art hobby of yours into a thriving art business. Whatever creative dream you've got hidden in your heart, I'm here to tell you it is possible. So get ready, my friend. This is The Optimistic Artist. This week's Q&A is about email marketing. It's a question that comes from Zoe, and she asks, how do you find new and interesting things to write and fill your emails with? My mind goes blank and I just don't want to become repetitive. Great question, because email marketing is effective, but there is some strategy and some intentionality involved to make sure that your emails are actually converting to sales and meaningful connections. I actually have a whole episode about why email marketing is important. It's episode number 14. There's tons of details in that episode. So if you really want to know more about email marketing, I'd highly recommend checking out that episode. But today I'm going to focus a little bit more on ideas for your emails and how to make sure that you get the most bang for your buck, so to speak, when it comes to taking time to write emails to your subscribers. You've probably heard 1,000 business owners harp on about the power of email marketing because it really is an essential, amazing, powerful, mostly free tool for sales. But just in case you need a little bit of convincing, I just want to tell you why email marketing is absolutely worth your focus. Number one, when people are reading their emails, they're in a different frame of mind. On social media, scrolling, people are wanting to be entertained. When people are in their emails, they're in business mode. Their brain is in a completely different state and they're actually ready to engage with your content. The other reason why email is so effective is it's a great way to kind of go a little bit deeper and make those meaningful connections. Because at the end of the day, sales is just about connection. It's about human connection. It's about emotion. And email has more space for you to be able to tell stories, add more details, make connection. It also has the power of formatting. Don't underestimate the power of formatting. Just little things like headings, bullet points, visuals, little graphics, all of those things help you to convey important information to your people. If I didn't have my email list, there is no way that I would be 7 sold out collections deep. There just isn't. Instagram is amazing, so, so amazing, but on its own, it's just not enough. So much content on there gets missed and people are not in the mode to go out of the app. Instagram is designed to keep people inside the app. So they're not going to encourage people to click out to your website. But in an email, people are in a different frame of mind and they're ready to receive and act on that information. Easy to link to things, easy to communicate important information, easy to tell story, easy to make deep connections. And if you look at any amount of research, it just works, not just for artists, but actually for all business owners. I could seriously harp on about that for 1,000 years, but I won't. If you need more convincing, please check out episode 14, where I go into a lot more detail. But I really want to get into some super practical ideas for how you can use email in your art business. So, number one, I think it's really important to craft a really good welcoming sequence. So what I mean by welcoming sequence, essentially, it's just a series of emails that you have written when someone signs up to your email list. It is about making a good first impression. And the beauty is that you can be intentional with these emails. You can carefully plan what each email contains, what it links to, and then you can forget about it. You can automate it. And that just takes so much pressure off. You can know that once somebody signs up, they're going to be hearing from you for the next 4 weeks. They're going to be starting their journey of getting to know you and your brand and your work without any effort on your part once it's been set up. There has been so many times where I have been on holiday and I can see, oh, I've got 10 new subscribers today. I don't have to fret about that. I don't have to think, oh, do they know about my website? Oh, do they know, what if they're interested in a commission? Do they know all the details? I don't have to worry about that because I know I've already set up my welcome sequence and it's already automated. I know that they're going to be hearing from me for the next 4 weeks with emails that I have intentionally crafted to make connection and lead to sales. So let's chat about what makes a good welcome sequence. You want someone to feel a different level of intimacy when it comes to your emails. Being on your email list needs to be something special. Your email list is where you pull back the cover. You offer exclusive access to collections. You give special offers like greeting cards with a purchase or whatever it is. It needs to be something that lets somebody know that your email list gets the best of you. And I want you to tell them, like, let them know that that's the case. Show gratitude that they've chosen to be there and then let them know why it's awesome to be on your list. When somebody jumps on my email list, I tell them, being on my email list is like the front row of a Beyoncé concert. It's where the magic happens. My email list gets the best of me. Now, to be honest, as I'm saying this, I have this tiny little sinking guilt feeling because I know I'm actually not doing my best at this at the moment. But you know what? That's just life. We do our best, we make improvements as life allows, and we move on. Not doing something perfectly or as well as you know you could be is not a reason to give up. Just move forward, do what you can, and go from there. So let's move forward and chat about what crafting a really good welcome sequence might look like. In your first email, that sets the tone of who you are and your work. It should really show your personality and make a lasting impression. The goal of that first email really is to get people to get to know you, your work, and connect with you. And this is where storytelling is so important. That first email really is an introduction. And I would use the power of story to introduce yourself. Keep it brief, but keep it interesting. Nobody needs to know your whole life story, but let them know something interesting about how you became an artist, why you're an artist, and something personal and quirky about you, something that they'll remember. So for me, I share that I'm a huge whiskey lover. I share my love of the ocean because that deeply informs my work. And I also share how when I was at uni for the longest time, I would drive around with a table, a piñata, and an emergency party kit in the back of my car. I don't think they're going to forget that anytime soon. People will want to connect with you. Sharing these little snippets about your life, your personality, and your work gives them something to connect to. The kind of visual that I see for this is a whole lot of people walking around wearing jackets, and they're just looking to take their jacket off and hang it on a hook. Now, when you share these quirky, interesting, personal details about yourself, your life, your work, it's like a hook. You give them a hook to hang their coat on. Now, I don't know if that metaphor makes any sense, but what I'm trying to say is that people genuinely want to connect with and build rapport with you. And by using story as a way to share details about you and your work and how you work, you're giving them a chance to connect with you. And connection leads to sales. I'm so passionate about driving sales through connection, meaningful, authentic connection than anything else. I would also include some behind the scenes photos of you and your work. Creating visually appealing emails is actually so important because the way that an email looks changes the way somebody feels when they're reading it. Now, hopefully your email service provider has beautiful templates so you can just drag and drop. If not, cannot go wrong with Flowdesk. But having candid photos inside of your emails is a great way to build connection and sort of pull back that curtain. Just one or two is fine. Doesn't need to be your whole camera roll. Something else that you can consider in that first email is to give away a free gift sort of as a welcome, or even mention that there's a giveaway coming in your next email to keep people interested in opening your emails. So a free giveaway can just be something as simple as an image that people can download and use as a free wallpaper for their phone or their computer. It could be a code for free shipping, 10% off. But when you say that your email list is a place to be, it's good to be able to back that up, and everybody loves something free. So a small free giveaway can be a great add-on to your welcome sequence. Next, I would always create an opportunity for people to connect with where sales are happening for you. Please don't focus on sales in that first email. It would really leave a bad taste. That really is about connection and introduction. But at least give people an option to connect with you and your work further. So this could look like a little box at the end that invites people to look at the latest work on your website. It could be just a sentence inviting people to look at your prints on your Etsy. It could be a link that connects people to your Instagram. Email marketing is powerful, but we need to create intentional opportunities for people to be exposed to our work and to eventually buy. Having a call to action in your email is so, so important. And it just needs to be subtle. Just a subtle call to action can go a really long way. There has been several times where just at the last minute, I've added a little throwaway comment at the bottom, like, if you've been thinking about a commission for a while and you'd like to know more, just click here. And bam, a $5,000 commission has come out of it. No need to yell, just these subtle invitations to encourage people to take action is so important. Don't need to yell, but also don't miss your opportunity for just a quiet invite to connect with you. After that first initial welcome email, there's lots of options for the next three emails. And the focus of these emails will look different depending on the facets of your business and what you want to achieve. But I'm going to give you just some ideas, and then I'm going to end with a couple of general writing email tips to make sure your emails are effective at building community and leading to sales. So, ideas for follow-up emails after your initial welcome email could be a email that's a behind the scenes of your work. Choose a collection, a print, a painting, and pull back the curtain on that piece. Tell a story of why it was created, how it was created, something that went wrong and how you fixed it, the meaning behind it, where it ended up and what it means to that person. You can include some behind the scenes photos and, of course, a call to action. Invite them to click on your website to see the print of that painting or to see other pieces in this collection. Storytell, and then a call to action. Hook them in with a story, build connection, and then invite them to take that next step. A follow-up email could also be an email about commissions. Again, I would always lean on storytelling. Tell a story of a past commission, how it came about, the challenges, where that commission ended up and what it meant to that person. Shed some light maybe on the process of a commission. Speak about why commissions are different to other paintings, what makes them unique. Really tell the story of a commission. And then, you guessed it, include a call to action. Give them an option to reach out about a commission, to go on your wait list or whatever it is that you want them to do. But always give that gentle invite. The next email idea is an email that really highlights a product. Hey, did you know that I do prints? This particular original was so popular that I decided to do prints. Tell them the story of that. Why are you doing prints? How did it come about? What do the prints mean? Why are prints a great gift option? because buying someone a original is much more expensive and risky, right? Whereas prints is a really great gift option because if they don't like it, they can just roll it up and it's not as expensive. It's not as much of a commitment as an original. So that's an email right there. Again, lots of storytelling, lots of imagery, and a really clear but gentle invitation to explore that product further. Another email idea that you may not have thought of is a collector interview. Do a short sort of spotlight interview of a past collector. Not super long and drawn out, just a couple of questions about what piece they bought, how they decided on that piece, what it means to them, how they've styled it in their home, how it's changed their space. Questions that will help the people who are reading your emails to really understand and get a feeling for what it feels like to collect one of your pieces. You can also ask them, hey, what would you recommend? What advice would you give to somebody who's looking to collect a piece of art? Make sure that you use lots of really great, good quality photos. And of course, do I even need to say it? A call to action, a gentle opportunity for them to become collectors themselves. Another email idea could be a helpful how-to email. Remember, like we said that our email list is where it's at. So a really great email that's genuinely helpful and serves our audience is an email that provides a helpful how-to that not only serves our email list, but might actually remove a potential barrier for them to buying our work. Some examples of these could be an email showing people how to create a gallery wall. You could write an email showing people how to choose the right size painting for above a couch, or how to style an entranceway, or how to style a hallway. Your email list should be about serving your people. How-to emails are great because they're not only serving your people, but you're giving them the confidence to make the right choice. And then, of course, with the call to action, you are giving them a link to something that matches up with that how-to, something that will help them solve the problem. Sales is all about solving problems for people. If you can write a how-to email that gives somebody the confidence and the tools to solve a problem for them, then you're on the money. My next idea, and I probably wouldn't put this email right at the start, maybe either it's like an extra email that's not part of your welcome sequence, or maybe it's the last email in your welcome sequence, but it's an email that addresses a doubt. Buying art is actually a big journey for people, and there's a whole bunch of hurdles that people have to overcome in the process. Can you craft an email that helps somebody overcome one of those hurdles in a way that genuinely helps them out? So an example is, for me, I know for some people, price is a hurdle that they have to overcome. So a solution email might look like, hey, did you know that I have payment options? This is what it might look like. If price has been a barrier for you in the past, I've got a new collection coming out. Reach out to me about payment options. I would love to help you get the piece that you've fallen in love with. Another example of a hurdle is that sometimes people are scared to buy or commission a large piece of artwork because they're renting. And they're worried that if they change spaces, if they change houses, they might not have space for a huge painting. So an example of addressing that doubt is I actually talk to people about past collectors and how instead of buying one large piece, they've bought two square pieces or two pieces that fit together. I use my email to show them that what's great about that is they can hang them next to each other to create a big overall effect. But if they move spaces, they can actually separate those paintings to make them fit into a smaller space. Writing an email that addresses somebody's doubt is kind of an interesting take, but also it's helping people on their journey towards buying art because it really is a journey. And if we understand that people have hurdles that they need to overcome and we can genuinely, authentically, with story, help them to overcome those hurdles, it'll go a long way in helping us make those sales. There's a million different ideas for what you can include in your emails, and some of them are related to events like Mother's Day and Christmas. But hopefully these ideas today have given you at least some ideas you maybe haven't thought of yet to help get you started. Now, before I go, I want to highlight just some general email tips that will help make sure that the time you spend crafting emails actually end in meaningful connections and sales. So a couple of general email tips. Email tip number one, use a personal greeting. Now, I know this can sound really simple and kind of course, but it actually surprised me how many people forget to use their subscribers' names in their email. If you use an email service provider like Flowdesk, they make it really easy for you to use the actual person's name in the email. I think we all know to use their name at the start of the email, but it's really effective to use their name also throughout the email. Halfway through, you might say something like, "Here's the thing, Joe, I know that buying art can be overwhelming, but blah, 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 blah." Using somebody's name is just a great way to make connections. General email tip number two, be intentional with your language. Although as artists, we are business owners, our collectors, they connect with us as artists, not as business owners. So we need to write our emails as artists, make it personal. Avoid any formal language. I write, and I would encourage you to write exactly how you speak. Think about the phrases and the sayings that are uniquely you, and then add those into your copy, into your writing. Because remember, it's all about connection. And the more somebody gets to know you and the way that you speak and your little mannerisms, the more they'll be able to connect with you. So some things that come to mind for me is that I use the word situation, like a lot in my life. So I might, in my emails, I might say things like, "I love a good Japanese whiskey situation." Or I might say something like, "My 2-year-old drew on my just finished commission and it was a situation." Those are just things that I say. I include language like, "I'm level 10 excited," or I say things like, "This collection is at least 8 kinds of wonderful," because that's how I talk. Anybody who knows me in real life would have heard me say those exact sayings 1,000 times. It's just me, and I want my collectors to get to know me. Sharing your personality and how you naturally come across goes a really long way because it does two things. One, it makes it easy for you to write your emails because you don't have to pretend to be anybody that you're not. You can just be yourself. And number two, it allows collectors to get to know you. It allows them to connect with you, and connections inevitably lead to sales. Okay, general email tip number three, include an intentional footer. A footer is just a small little banner or a few buttons that goes at the bottom of all of your emails. Most email service providers have an option where you can just set it up once and it will just automatically add that to the bottom of all of your emails. This could look different depending on what your goals are. It's all about being intentional. It could be a banner about your prints. It could be links to your social media, your website, whatever is most important for you at the time. For your welcome sequence, I would probably make it links to your websites and to your socials to give people as many opportunities to stay connected with you as possible. But for your other emails, you might even change your footer based on what is most relevant for you at the time. So if you have a collection coming up or a solo show coming up, your footer could be specifically about that so that every time they open an email, they're repeatedly seeing that and they're more likely to click on that. Hopefully you are feeling inspired to get your welcome sequence either sorted, or I've given you some ideas of how to tweak your welcome sequence or how to add more emails to it. But before I go, I really want to tell you about Flowdesk. Now, if you know me, I am an avid researcher. Like, I am the person that will go to every shop in the mall and try on every single blue sweater and then go back to the first shop that I was at and just buy the initial blue sweater that I tried on. But I will have confidence that I am buying the best possible blue sweater in the entire mall because I've done their research. Like, that's me. So I used to have a different email service provider, but I was starting to notice that I wasn't enjoying writing emails. It was making me feel anxious. I didn't like the look of it. It was clunky. I could never find where anything was. I knew that email marketing was an essential part of sales in my business, so I knew I needed to change. So about a year and a half ago, I went full research mode. I talked to all of my business buddies. I did all of the free trials, talked to the sales representatives. And after trialing a whole bunch of different email service providers, Flowdesk is where I landed. And here is why. I love Flowdesk because it's easy and it's simple. It's beautifully designed. When I open up the app, it's simple. It's clean. They have email sequences already set up in templates. So they have a series of four emails for a welcome sequence where you literally just have to drag and drop and add your text. They even have a function where you can upload a file. Like if you want to give away a free wallpaper for your subscribers, you can upload a free file. You can upload a PDF so that you can easily attach things like commission information pages straight into your emails. They even have a function where you can buy prints or whatever within the email. I have loved Flowdesk. Like, definitely do your own research, but if you just can't be bothered, Flowdesk, I 100% recommend Flowdesk. Full disclosure, I get a small commission if you do decide to sign up to Flowdesk, but just honestly, see it as a thank you for my hours of trial and error in trying to find the right email service provider. If you do want to give Flowdesk a go, it doesn't require your credit card. You can sign up for free. And I have a code for 50% off. Cannot recommend Flowdesk enough. It really has made a big difference in email marketing for me. So if you want that code, I will link to it in the show notes. Or you can just send me a message and I will send it to you. But email marketing, I know it can seem something that's irrelevant, or it can seem like something that's just in the too hard basket. But I'm so passionate about it because I genuinely, genuinely believe that there's no way that I would have sold out 7 collections without my email list. This is absolutely no way. Instagram is amazing. It's amazing for making connections and meeting people. It's kind of like a bar. It's noisy, it's crowded, it's interesting. It's a great place to meet people and check out their outfits. But if you really want to make meaningful connections, connections that lead to sales, you take someone to a quiet little Italian restaurant. And that's what email is. Email is that place where you get to just go to the next level of intimacy and connection. And it has 100% led to sales for me. So I really hope that you have found this week's Q&A helpful. I hope it's given you some new ideas for what to include in your emails. And remember, if you want 50% off Flowdesk, I highly recommend check out the discount code in the show notes. Have an amazing week, guys.
The best way forward is one step at a time. And by listening today, you just took one more step in the direction of your dreams. If you're looking for more, head on over to moniquestory.com. That's story with an EY. There you can get your hands on today's show notes and heaps of other free resources. Until next time, go and find your possible.